townhall.com.
Good morning on JTB. Going east at I-95, there has been a crash, and it's off to the side of the road. Seeing some moderate backup as we look at the traffic camps. 295 south on the Buckman Bridge going into Mandarin, there is a broken down car. Lots of rain and thunderstorms for most of the day. Our high will be 80 degrees. This evening, mostly clear, with a 1 in 5 chance of rain tonight and a low of 65. 73 currently here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. When it comes to teacher shortages and teacher pay, some Florida counties rank very low. Local Republican candidates for the Jacksonville City Council refuse to answer questions about the school board's proposed sales tax referendum. And recent polls show voters favor Republicans on the economy and Democrats on health care and education.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
We're getting a lot of emails this morning as we go all the way with you to 9 a.m. Teacher pay. Are teachers not being paid enough? 3 months, 2.5 months off from school? Is that really a vacation, or are they being overpaid? If you look at some are emailing me, well, yeah, they only work 10 months out of the year.
Is it a seasonal job?
Yeah. So, and again, that's what some of you are out there. That's the question. Are teachers being underpaid, overpaid, level paid? And why is it people in the same education arena with a teacher's degree are making less than other people's in the same technical field of education being paid less? There's an answer to that. There's an answer. Some of you should be able to get it. If you have a teaching degree, why are you making less with some people who have others' degree in the same field? Ah, 831-0600, 831-0600. I'm your host, Ed Dean. Let's continue on with some of the big news stories out there. Again, Florida ranks low for teacher pay and teacher shortage. According to groups like the Economic Policy Institute and 24/7 Wall Street, Florida's having a rough time retaining teachers. That's another question I'd like to ask you. Why are we having a tough time retaining teachers and getting new teachers? In South Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, the number of teachers, are you ready for this? Over 43,000 teachers are down there. The average salary is at 48,000. In the Space Coast area, the 44,000 teachers, the average salary is around 48, maybe 49 with the bachelor's degree, it's around 50.
Now, when you add in the value of their benefits package, you know, how much is it really?
That's another interesting question. And in Volusia County, Deltona, Daytona Beach, and Ormond Beach, the average salary pay is only $39,000. With a bachelor's degree, it's at $40,000 out there. And yet, why is it becoming much harder to retain all this? The latest with ThisMoney.com's Julian Glum on teachers and those being polled that think that maybe teachers don't need all of that pay increase.
So how do Americans feel about teachers' appeal for better pay and increased funding? 49% of Americans believe teacher salaries should increase. That's a 13% jump from last year.
Now, hold on for a second. When I hear this, I asked this earlier. Why is it only 49% of those polled think that teachers don't? I mean, if you would think that fire and police, different, I get that. I'm just saying, to help out those that need the most. Fire and police, you would think 60, 70% of those out there think that they're underpaid, need a pay increase. But only 50%? I would think those numbers would be in 60 to 70%.
Well, you know, you talk about first responders. You know, that's people who are putting their lives on the line on a daily basis.
Some of these teachers putting their lives on the line.
I know teachers are probably say, hey, I put my life on the line every day at this school.
Let me break it down by the voting blocks.
And Democrats and Republicans have increased their support in favor of increased teacher pay. 59% of Democrats told pollsters they're in favor of teachers getting a pay bump, up 14 percentage points from last year. 38% of Republicans said the same.
Wait a second. Why is it that only 38% of Republicans support teachers in getting a pay increase? Now, do some of you believe because of the benefits they get? That makes them all wealthy? Do you buy into that? Why is it that less than 40% of Republicans, now 60% of Democrats, almost they said that teachers should get a pay increase, but why is it only 40% of Republicans believe that teachers should get a pay increase?
Working a second or third job is also commonplace for teachers in the U.S., as some educators struggle to make ends meet.
Now, here's another thing. When you listen to the clip here, it's almost like, oh, my word, they don't make enough money, Roger. They have to go out and get a part-time job. Roger, that's always been the stake of things. My parents, mom had an English degree. They were teachers. The bottom line is they always had two jobs.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of people have two jobs today that make pay an extra credit card to pay off the kids' education.
Many teachers are single moms, and you could say that taking care of those kids with no help from the dad, that's a second job.
They have to. So why is it almost seem to be a put down if people want to take a second job? Democrats, over the last couple of days, again, we are in a constitutional crisis
ever
out there.
Wonder what a constitutional crisis looks like? Well, open your eyes.
We are now in a constitutional crisis.
President Trump appears to be heading toward a constitutional crisis.
I saw this coming and mentioned a constitutional crisis.
We're hovering on a constitutional crisis.
We're in a constitutional conflict that's careening toward a crisis.
All right, so before I get to the listeners here in a moment, that was the Dems now. But remember when AG Eric Holder was held in contempt, 2012? Let's go back to the same group you just heard, what they said about him being held in contempt.
Democrats in the House Judiciary.
You like this one. Clip number three, double standard, could you say?
Instead of bringing legislation to the floor, the transportation bill, they are holding the Attorney General of the United States in contempt of Congress for doing his job.
That is an outrageous abuse of the contempt power. What will happen when this Congress actually needs to use the contempt power for a legitimate purpose? Will anyone still recognize it?
Every single Republican voted to hold the Attorney General in contempt over this crazy conspiracy theory.
Tell the Republicans to stop this witch hunt now.
It looks like more of our broken politics and vicious fights now out in the open.
A party in the Congress that does just about nothing to create jobs or to help people without jobs decided the best way to do their job is to shower the Obama administration with subpoenas.
For a lot of people, this is Republican versus Democrat, and they say this is just theater. It amounts to nothing.
It's amazing the double standard out there. 831-0600, 831-0600. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, so my mom was a teacher, and I've had a couple of friends who are teachers. They didn't stay in it very long, but a couple of things with teachers. First of all, they complain, not all of them, but they complain about not enough pay, this and that, but yet they all vote for the Democratic Party. So to me, sometimes I feel like telling them, hey, you got a complaint, then you go talk to Pelosi. Don't talk to our side. The other part of it is that I don't know if maybe you said your parents were teachers.
Yeah, both of our parents, both of our mothers were teachers, yes.
Okay, and did they take home a lot of work? Because I do hear that complaint from teachers, and that's an abuse. Sometimes I hear grade school teachers coming home, and they have maybe 10 extra hours a week grading papers.
I remember my mother did grade papers in the afternoon and evenings, yeah.
Yeah,
but hold on. Can I go back to your point? I'm saying this politely. I don't see where the correlation of teachers paying the Democrats being in charge has to do with one or the other.
It's all coming out of Washington.
No. Local teacher pay is done by your local school district.
Okay, then I was not aware of
okay.
that.
Okay, all right. I thought I might have missed something.
Okay, no. I mean, it's the thing is, I couldn't have gotten to where I'm at without a teacher, and I appreciate that, but.
Hey, Tony, let me throw another point to the clip. A teacher's got to work a part-time job. Tony, I didn't mind working a part-time job. It was extra money. It paid off some bills. It's a fact of life out there. And I understand teachers, I get it. I just want to know why are we not, if you broke it down by party, why are we not overwhelmingly, what I'm asking is, you would think those numbers would be in 60-70%. That both sides would be supporting teacher salary increases, and it doesn't seem that the majority of the population supports that.
Well, and one of my friends, she's a teacher, and then during the summers, that's when she goes and she travels.
Yeah.
And one of my soccer coaches, who was our geometry teacher in our school in the summertime, he worked for a moving company.
Okay, yeah, so they worked during the summertime. Okay, that's nothing wrong, but I mean, teachers, they're not making enough money. They need extra pay. Listen, I can tell a lot of people, based on what the debt they get into, or they got to pay taxes. I understand why they need a part. There's nothing wrong with having two jobs. I don't know why we keep demonizing this.
Yeah, even if you don't, I tell you what, those summer vacations are really fun if your parents are teachers. I remember mine. Yeah.
All right. thank you, Roger, for that story there. 10 seconds, I'll never get back. You know, I kid. Let's go to Brian. Hey, what's going on this morning?
Hey, the thing I always hate about teacher pay, not that I'm a supply-demand guy. If there's not enough supply or you know, then you got to increase the money to get more people into it. But the problem is it's always about pay. It's never about the working conditions.
Yeah, good point.
Whatever they get paid, I'm telling you, if they weren't expected to do the miracle worker effort that they're asked today, it would be enough money. And that's a problem. That's something we own as Republicans. It's our idiots out there in Tallahassee who put these teachers under pay increases based on performance that effectively come down to parenting. I've got no problem with teachers, you know, isolating what good teaching is and holding them accountable and finding a fair way to measure it. But when kids aren't going home into supportive environments to learn,
that's a good point.
There's not a lot teachers can do. And then here's my point about the politicians in Tallahassee. When's the last time they've restructured their pay to be based on CPI or growth or anything like that?
Well, I would cut all their pay. Yeah. Okay, so Brian opens up another issue within this issue. Teachers not being paid enough. Should it also be based on pay performance? Now, I like that in the real world. I think a lot of people should be paid salary plus commission on based on the volume of stuff they do at work. If you get things done in 4 days instead of five, I think you should get paid extra money. I'm not mandating the company do that. I'm just saying it's in the best interest for the company to do that. Keeps employees happy, keeps them around.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But you also have poll numbers. As Brian also said, I'm referring to the poll, not him, but he says the working conditions. You have people that work in a company for less money if the working conditions were better. Now, people are emailing me all throughout this morning. Well, Ed, these teachers knew what the salary they were going to make before they got into the field. I agree with that. I understand that. But do you think a lot of teachers get into it for the cause of money, or they want to help out people, or is it because of the benefits down the road? My question I'd like to ask you is, in the same, and this is a broad area, but in the same field in education, my question to you, I know what the answer is, but why is it that those with a teaching degree make less money than those in the education field overall with other issues and other degrees? 831-0600. My question to you is, why do you believe there's a teacher shortage in the state? Would you support, number two, would you support teachers making more money, or do you think they already are making enough money? All right? And number three, how do you attract more? Like to hear from you. Why is there a teacher shortage? All of this I've just thrown out at you. Like to hear what you have to say. 831-0600. Always love hearing your view. 831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
If you're on 295 at the Buckman Bridge going south into Mandarin, a broken down car, you will see it on the right side of the highway. 95 north from State Road 9B to Phillips Highway, there's backup this morning. And if you are at 95 north, Bay Meadows Road to University, more congestion there.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, May 18th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the Military and Veterans Expo at TIAA Bank Field. And Saturday, May 18th at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Sharks versus the Orlando Predators at ViStar Veterans Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
It's time to find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build? Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty can't be beat on property management. Let them handle your problems. Home Finder Realty has a great 3-bedroom, 2-bath home for sale near Beach and Kernan. Well and septic, detached garage with power, even an adjoining lot if desired. Only $209,900. Call Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty. 241-5501. 241-5501.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price. And you'll also receive free shipping when you use the promo code WBOB, or call 800-950-9024, and give them promo code WBOB for the fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There's a 90% chance of rain with thunderstorms today. Our high, 80 degrees. This evening, mostly clear with a 20% chance of rain. 65, the overnight low. Right now, 74 at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Over the weekend, Democrats ratchet up the talk that the U.S. is in a constitutional crisis. Customs and Border Patrol says they have apprehended more than 500,000 illegal aliens at the border this fiscal year. And when it comes to teacher shortages and teacher pay, some Florida counties rank very low.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
A half-cent sales tax. The issue is crumbling schools and exorbitant maintenance costs on ancient facilities. Will voters support a new tax intended to rebuild and restore?
Now, that was Ken Justice from News 4 Jax. As you know, at 831-0600, this now goes in front of the city council. This is the kicker of the story, as they say. Republicans want to kick this down the road. There's an election tomorrow here in Jacksonville. Not Tallahassee, excuse me, here in Jacksonville. For a voter referendum, either this year or next year, for a $2 billion spending plan where taxes will be $2 billion in spending, actually $2 billion in new taxes for spending, I should say. Wow. Where do you support it? It's not whether you support the tax increase or not. That's we've debated that. The question is, do you believe there should be a special election this November for it, or should it wait till next year? So the Times Union, Jacksonville Times Union, or the Times Union, Jacksonville.com asked a lot of the people, I think all 10 candidates, I think 7 or 8 responded. The Democrats had no problem. I got to give them credit here. They sat back and said, we think this should be voter approval. Tommy Hazuri said that. He said the voters should decide. Lisa King, a liberal Democrat who is running, she says, I think it should be placed next year. Okay, that's fine. She had no problem with it. The problem is the Republicans are not are answering the questions on this issue. Terrence Freeman, who was Lisa King's opponent, was asked about this question by the Times Union. His comment was, quote, I have no comment, quote, when asked about the referendum.
You would think that would be a very safe question to ask.
It's an easy question to answer.
Because you're letting this.
Terrence is always like this.
You're letting the voters decide on their own tax increase.
That's right.
Hey, I'm washing my hands of this.
Yeah, so Terrence, why don't you have a view on this issue? What is it? He's like this all the time. You are a Republican out there. You should sit back and say, listen, I think Greg Rachel's running against Tommy Hazuri, says, I think I don't support the tax increase. He didn't get to that. He says, I think voters should have a say whether or not they want to raise their taxes. I would agree. Leave it to the voters to decide. Randy DeFore, I like Randy. Randy was nowhere to be commented on. But when Terrence Freeman goes, I have no comment. And then the Times Union, you ready for this, folks? The Times Union says, Freeman, a Republican, said he'll share his views with other council members at their meeting Wednesday night, the day after the election. So what he's saying is when I get elected tomorrow, then I'll tell you my views. Well, why can't you tell us your views beforehand? I mean, hey, Terrence, what do you think about kids needing an extra school crossing guard to protect? I don't know. I had no comment on that. Hey, Terrence, what do you think about how the President Trump's doing his job? I got no comment on that. Hey, Terrence, are you a fan of Lisa King? I got no comment on that. Is this what, I mean, this is him. No comment, Freeman. This should be an easy answer. See, it's easy to go after the Democrats when they support higher taxes and when they don't want to do this. But when you have conservative Republicans out there that talk about looking out for the back payer, the back pocket of the taxpayer, $2 billion tax increase, ready to spending plan ready to happen, and you're telling the voters out there you have no comment, you'll have a comment after you get elected?
You only have three answers. Vote this, let the voters vote this year on the tax increase, next year in 2020, or let them not vote at all.
That's it.
That's easy.
That's it, man. And his quote, I have no comment on that. 831-0600, 831-0600. Before I go to Eric, this is what I don't understand. Lenny Curry, who has endorsed you, he has a view on
waiting
this.
Waiting to see details. Like any piece of legislation, this will have to go through city council. Depending on where it ends up from city council, if it ends up on my desk, I'll assess it at that time. I think the people of Jacksonville need to see more details. I do not support a special election for one referendum.
He does not support a special election for this referendum. Well, if the mayor can come out and say it, why can't some of these Republicans come out and say it?
I just think this is a historic moment, and I'm just so excited to think that as I have young adult children who live here, and again, like I said, nieces and nephews, that in the future, to say we were a part of that.
Finish the. That's Lori Hirsch. She's a Republican. She can't wait to get on board with this tax increase. She thinks it's historic out there. But some of the other Republicans, too afraid just to, hey, do you think it should go on to voter approval this year or next year? Bam, I got no comment. But the day before election. But after I win, I'll have a comment on it. That's what Terrence is saying. Let's go to Eric. Eric, thanks for waiting. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning. What do you think about this?
I agree 100%. I mean, I do not like cowardly Republicans or Democrats. So while I would not support voting for a tax increase, I think it should be put up for election, for a vote, not necessarily a special election. We can do it next year, but take a stance, have a backbone. And the only reason why I say no increases, I don't know that we're not giving enough money. I think we need to look at how that money is allocated. And I think, like a lot of businesses, sometimes we're too top-heavy. So while we're not necessarily paying teachers enough, we got too many administrators making six-figure incomes for doing what?
I don't know how many teacher administrators. I know some of the administrators are making big money, yeah.
Yep. And so if you look at the allocation of the dollars, because if you look at us on a worldwide basis, I don't know that we're that much underfunded as compared to other countries, yet we are not getting the same results. So obviously that tells us it's not a money issue. It's the way we're allocating those dollars.
All right. So Eric says it should be the way we're allocating those dollars. Let me ask a question. We had a couple of callers a few minutes back. Says that if we're going to increase teacher pay, we should do it with pay performance. Do you agree with that? 831-0600, 831-0600. What if you have a classroom size, I'm using this as a number, 25. 20 do well, but the other five don't do well, but the other five drag down the rest of the 20 when it's based on your percentage numbers, so you don't get your pay performance. Does that mean you got shafted out of the money? The majority of kids did well. Should we have pay of performance with teachers? No. Should there be pay of performance for teachers to make more money? 831-0600, 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
If you're at 95 going north at Phillips Highway, look out for a broken down car. It's on the right. We see a Road Ranger and a wrecker now on the scene as we take a look at the traffic cams there. And 295 north of the Dames Point Bridge, there's a broken down car in the right emergency lane.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you want to know the most important thing about a diamond's beauty, the answer would be the way it's cut. There's a trade-off between a diamond cut for maximum beauty and one cut for maximum weight, and it's seen in the price. You see, diamond cutters buy rough diamonds based on weight, so all the diamond weight that's cut away can affect their profit. But because they're known cutting parameters for the ideal or most beautiful diamond, deviations from these will yield a heavier and less beautiful diamond. Unfortunately, customers can't detect cutting imperfections without expert help. And in fact, diamonds of the same weight, color, and clarity can vary in value by as much as 50% or more just because of the way it's cut. At Underwoods, we look at how a diamond is cut first, and we have the computerized gemological equipment to determine the quality of the cut and the light performance of the diamond to see if the diamond should carry the Underwood name. So if quality counts with you, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops upon Avedra.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Lots of rain and thunderstorms all day. Our high 80 degrees this evening, mostly clear with a 1 in 5 chance of rain tonight. 65 the low. Right now 74 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Well-known Republican pollster Frank Luntz says when it comes to the election season this year and when you guys plan to have a conversation with friends, instead of using the word capitalism in order to win over voters, maybe you need to rephrase it because it's been demonized so much. Capitalism, the word, maybe you should use the phrase economic freedom instead.
And in fact, it's gotten so bad that I've actually started to say to people, stop trying to defend capitalism. It's economic freedom. Capitalism, they think, is Wall Street. They think about profits. They think about people losing their jobs. Economic freedom is Main Street. It's small business. It's why we are so successful as a country. It has been so demonized. And frankly, the rich, the successful have been demonized. The assumption now is if you made a lot of money, you did so in an improper way. It's not that the principles are dead. In fact, the principles of economic freedom are alive and well. But capitalism itself has been so demonized by the media that it just doesn't function as an economic system. And if you want to oppose socialism, you oppose it by talking about freedom, not capitalism.
Is he correct? So when you guys have a discussion or a debate, should you shy away from the word capitalism? 831-0600, 831-0600. And if you shy away from that word, what do you put in its place? What about the issue of socialism? If you want to talk about big government ideas, do you still want to call it socialism, or are we just throwing around these words as it's just like the Democrats say with impeachment? Or should you instead take away the word socialism and in its place say big government liberal ideas? Or are we watering down these two words? What is your take on this? 831-0600, 831-0600, Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. More trouble in the Persian Gulf, where Saudi Arabia says two of its oil tankers have been damaged in a sabotage attack. It happened near the strategically important Strait of Hormuz. It's a major passageway for global oil shipments. Talking trade and tariffs, President Trump, he says China will be hurt very badly if it doesn't make a trade deal with the U.S. On Twitter this morning, the president writes, the unexpectedly good first quarter 3.2% GDP was greatly helped by tariffs from China. Some people just don't get it. Darian Vence goes to court later today. The 26-year-old Texas man arrested in connection with the disappearance of his 4-year-old stepdaughter in Houston. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 474 points. S&P futures off 55. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning. On 95 North near Phillips Highway, a broken down car is being towed away right now. There is some backup, especially in the right lane as the tow truck gets that car out of the way. And if you're on the Dings Point Bridge going north, look out for a broken down car. It's on the right emergency lane. There's lots of rain with thunderstorms expected today. A high of 80 this evening, mostly clear, with a 1 in 5 chance of showers, 65 the low, 74 now here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Local Republican candidates for Jacksonville City Council refuse to answer questions about the school board's proposed tax referendum. Recent poll shows voters favor Republicans on the economy and Democrats on health care and education. And when it comes to teacher shortages and teacher pay, some Florida counties rank very low.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
So how do Americans feel about teachers' appeal for better pay and increased funding? 49% of Americans believe teacher salaries should increase. That's a 13% jump from last year.
32 minutes after the hour, that is Julia Glum from Money.com. My question is, wait a second. I don't get it. I mean, for only 49% of people out there think the teachers should actually get a pay increase? It even breaks it down by party label.
Even Democrats and Republicans have increased their support in favor of increased teacher pay. 59% of Democrats told pollsters they're in favor of teachers getting a pay bump, up 14 percentage points from last year. 38% of Republicans said the same.
So why is it that only 38% of Republicans think that teachers ought to get a pay increase? You said something. Is that because some of the people that have been emailing me, is that because Republicans associate teachers with unions and Republicans dislike unions?
That's my suspicion.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we have a story out today in FloridaDaily.com. We reported on a story from the Economic Polling Institute or Economic Policy Institute. It's a liberal leading group, and also with a story by USA Today, where Florida, the average teacher pay, according to the national averages, is around $52,000 to $60,000 a year. Florida is less than that. The question I like to ask you, and there's an answer: why is it those with a teaching degree make less money than those in the same education field,
but with a different degree major?
Possibly, yes. Why is it they make less money? 831-0600, 831-0600.
Working a second or third job is also commonplace for teachers in the U.S., as some educators struggle to make ends meet.
So, again, why is it that there is not, I would think 70-80% would say we need to support more teacher pay out there for what they have to deal with. So the question I like to ask you is at 831-0600, major teacher shortage here in the state of Florida. We have a rough time retaining teachers. We have a rough time attracting new teachers. Is that possibly because of the working conditions they see what's going on in the classroom these days?
I don't know, because you know what? That's going to be a problem anywhere in the country. I think really the problem would be you can make, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a year in a different state.
More. So my question to you at 831-0600, 831-0600, do you believe teachers are underpaid? Number one, tell me why. Number two, they're overpaid. Man, some of the emails I'm getting in this morning. Oh, man, they get 2-3 months off during the year, Ed. Come on, they're making enough money. That's what some of you are saying out there. Do you think that, hey, they knew the field they were getting into, so there should be no complaints? Do you agree with that? Also, if teachers want to make more money, by the way, why do we demonize people for getting a part-time job? Oh, the majority, 60% of teachers got to get a part-time job. So? I know a lot of people work full-time, have part-time jobs.
Firefighters, a lot of them have part-time jobs. They have, you know, the way their schedules work.
So the question I'd like to ask you is that, do you buy, like Brian called up earlier and said, we should have, I understand where he's coming from. There's a problem for the pay performance. Should teachers be making extra money based on performance at the school? So my question to you is that if the school does well or the classroom does well, should teachers make more money? Because what if that classroom doesn't do well based on something that's happened at the house and the kids not learning and the parents not doing enough job? How's it and how that should reflect the teachers?
Right. And is it fair to the inner city school teacher where, you know, pretty much a good chunk of the students come from homes where they don't get the educational reinforcement at home? Meanwhile, the teacher who works in a suburban area where there's a lot of reinforcement.
Yeah, great point.
Is that teacher doing a better job, or is the student she have to work with simply are more prepared?
Would you not think, and by the way, the numbers show that if you work in a low poverty area, you actually make less money. I think that's bad. I really think that's sad. You would think if you live in a low poverty area and if you wanted to affiliate crime with that, and then some of the disciplinary problems in our schools, unfortunately, are low poverty areas. It's just the correlation, folks. The question is, why wouldn't you pay them more money for doing more in those type of areas.
Exactly. In fact, I was speaking to a guy who runs a ministry who lives and works in some of these Section 8 housing communities. Instead of the kids being able to do their homework at night, they're hiding in the bathtub because shots were being fired in their neighborhood earlier in the day.
Here's one. Several emails are almost the same here, but I'm getting emails from like James and other Jim. I hate to sound negative, but teachers went to college to pursue this field. They know exactly the kind of money that will be paid. When you take in the account that they have the entire summers off, they only work 9 months a year but get a yearly salary. Now, is that a fair assumption right there? Some of the teachers listen to this radio show.
Maybe
you get no after work 9 months a year and you get a full year salary. Some of the listeners are saying, don't complain, you get the summer off.
To some extent, you know, especially when they're deciding they want to be a teacher. First of all, they're in their teens and early 20s when they're making this life decision. And, of course, they're going to have to make that bed and lay in it. But, you know, maybe they didn't consider everything they should have had they been more mature.
So let me ask again, mm-hmm. Are teachers underpaid, overpaid, and why are they not being retained at your local school? Some of you got personal stories. Well, you know, again, the disciplinary problems, everything else. 831-0600, 831-0600. And according to some of the strategists out there, some of the biggest groups that support Democrats, as you know, are unions. We've been talking about that. Other groups, whether it's pro-choice, pro-gun control crowd, but the evangelicals are all pumped up about President Trump. Some say, well, wait a second, what about his past moral behavior? According even to liberal strategists like Roy Txra, he says, listen, whether you agree with him or not, the president supports their causes. They become pragmatic on his past moral behavior.
I mean, if you were going to vote strictly on the basis of your view of the proper morality for a Christian gentleman or gentlewoman, I don't think you would have supported Trump at the level that they did in 2016. And they are, in that sense, pragmatic and political. They want a guy who's going to deliver to them what they're interested in and is going to be a lot better than the other side. So in that sense, yes, it's very political. It's not about your personal morality. I think that's very clear at this point. And I agree with Amrit. It is preposterous that they're not going to support Trump at extremely high levels in the 2020 election. I think there'll be little, if any, attrition.
So there'll be little, if any, attrition whatsoever. When it comes to the issue of the areas and some of the pollers out there, listen to what Howard Kurtz says, that the 46% of Trump supporters would support, according to an online poll, would support raising taxes on the 1%. They support AOC's, if you listen to the numbers here, 46% support AOC's position, Alexandria Cortez, by putting a 70% tax rate on the 1% of those taxpayers that pay a lot of the taxes out there.
The AOC proposal to impose a 70% marginal tax rate on the top 1% of taxpayers, 79% of Clinton voters agree. And look at this, so do 46% of Trump voters.
Now, I got all these people emailing me this morning. That's a fake poll. That's an online poll. Wait, you heard no more than 2 weeks ago where we played the clips where the White House, President Trump, is open to the idea and the discussion of having a $2 trillion infrastructure package and advocating a 25-cent gasoline tax over 4 years. And I asked, and all these callers called up, 60 to 40 of Trump supporters, people that identify as being a Trump supporter, said that they would support the president and his tax increase.
For one reason and one reason
only. Because
he's
Trump, that's why.
Because it was Donald Trump. And right. Then you asked the question on top of that, had it been Barack Obama who made the exact same proposal, absolutely not, I would oppose that.
Yeah.
That's socialism.
And I asked the question, well, we don't trust President Obama, but we trust President Trump. So that's what I understand. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of those out there actually would support this just because of what we heard on the phones the other day.
Right.
By the way, you know, we played the clip a few moments ago about the capitalism from Frank Luntz. In case some of you just missed it out there, he says that if Republicans are smart, you'll take out the word capitalism and invoke a more of a free market entertainment of a word like economic freedom out there.
In fact, it's gotten so bad that I've actually started to say to people, stop trying to defend capitalism. It's economic freedom. Capitalism, they think, is Wall Street. They think about profits. They think about people losing their jobs. Economic freedom is Main Street. It's small business. It's
It's why we are so successful as a country.
I think he has a valid point. I mean, why don't we talk about free market capitalism? But this is what Luntz also said about those out there trying to use the word socialism here.
The principles of economic freedom are alive and well. But capitalism itself has been so demonized by the media that it just doesn't function as an economic system. And if you want to oppose socialism, you oppose it by talking about freedom, not capitalism.
So I wonder if both words are thrown around too loosely. Oh, he's a, you know, Trump's a Nazi, he's a racist. That's ridiculous. Or, some of those on the conservative, it's a bunch of socialists. I don't think we properly identify what these words mean. And when you, I think many would say when you go out campaigning, you don't have time to educate voters. They're already have their own tune. The question is, do you agree or do they agree with your views? So should we take out the word capitalism and invoke more free market? Because when you think of capitalism, I mean, hello, when you subsidize the government on both sides, which they do when it comes to agriculture and bailing out big banks, that's the capitalism. Then it just derails the term what capitalism is about. We have crony capitalism out there. So is Frank Luntz correct at 831-0600, 831-0600? Do you take away the word capitalism and put more free markets, or what adjective would you put in or noun? And do you also take out the word socialism? We're doing a big forum this week with the North Florida Manufacturers Association. I'm going to be doing a panel with Ken Justice. Barney Bishop is actually going to be in town this Friday. No. You already know that, man, okay? Barney Bishop's going to be in town this Friday. He's going to hang out with and we're doing a big panel this past week. And we're supposed to be on a conference call. We're going to be talking about issues. Folks, I will never use the word. I mean, AOC and Bernie, ODB, talk about socialists because they call themselves. But if I'm going to talk about big government ideas, I don't say we got all this socialism running around because people don't understand the word socialism. I get some of you going, Ed, you're a wuss. You're wimpying. That's what the word wimpying in. Wimping down, this is a new word. I'm a wimp.
Okay.
Because I won't call it the way it is. No, I have to remember that I'm dealing with people out there that have to think about mainstream and what the language is about. And when you call things socialism, they're like, what is he? I mean, wait, we're actually hungering people out there? No. If you say, Roger, big government ideas, liberals, progressive views, would that be much more of a proper way to go? Or am I being a wimp?
Oh, you know what? I like that better because I think when you talk about socialism, it has a certain incendiary type of characteristic to it. And I think that the more we water that down by calling popular elected officials socialists, then people who like them begin to embrace the concept of socialism more so than they would have otherwise.
What do you think about this? 831-0600. I understand some of you, or before I get to the calls, some of you have been emailing me, well, Ed, so the media demonizes the word capitalism. But let's be honest, both sides have killed the word capitalism with their own view of capitalism. Hence crony capitalism, tax subsidies out there. So maybe we talked more about free markets. Would that be the right way to go? What about the word socialism? Should we, instead of using the word socialism, call them big leftist liberal progressive ideas? What's the difference? Well, there's a difference on words, trust me. I could use foul language to describe certain things I don't need to use. I can just use other. I can say the word garbage. There you go. Oh, that was a bad word.
The G word.
The G word. 831-0600. Lawrence, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. A couple of things. One of the things, like, you was talking about the teachers, about the teacher pay and everything. My wife just retired as a teacher, and she was making pretty good money, near the end. Of course, the starting salaries, like police officers and everything else, firefighters, the starting salaries need to be bumped up. I do believe that.
I agree.
But on a whole, when you look at, the hours that they work, and I know they do a lot of stuff, taking stuff home and all of that. Some of them do that, the really dedicated ones. But it's a real problem with the ones that are, say, in a school like Alamakani down near the beach. They've got a PTA that donates laptops and things like that to the teachers. And then in the inner city school, they're trying to get enough pencils and paper to for the students to use. So that, there are some discrepancies there. So I think that if we address some of that, it's not fair that the schools that are doing really, really well get these big bonuses because the students that are in them are already got a lot of family involved.
All right, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Your wife retired as a teacher. Was it one of these where, well, and I'm not saying this, I'm saying was the attitude, hey, she made too much money, or she did well because she didn't have to teach the whole year, she got days off, did she have to work a part-time job? Or do you think this is a lot overrated because teachers can take some time off? Or do you think that teachers are, as you point out, at first are not being paid, you know, the way they should be paid? What road do you go down here?
Yeah, it's just so many, you know, variables, because a lot of times it's just mismanagement. You know, being a working couple, it was a lot easier on us. But, I mean, she was making more money than I was.
Man.
So I don't have no problem with
that. Talk about income inequality. What's going on there?
I don't have any problem with that. But still, you know, the thing about it is at the – and then, too, you know, the school system here has a problem with older teachers, you know, administrators and teachers, because she had been an administrator. And, you know, they try to get these younger people, putting them in positions that they're not ready for. So that's why the morale a lot of times is low in a lot of the schools.
Yeah.
Because some of the older teachers, older administrators are being kicked back, you know, and forced to retire, a lot of them. Because they just trying to go to youth, because they know it's a whole lot cheaper bringing in a brand new teacher than paying teachers that have been there for 20, 30 years.
All right, Lawrence, I'm glad you weighed in. I want to take more of your calls. Those of you on hold, we're going to get to more of your calls in just a moment. I got to take just a real quick break. This is Talk Radio, WBOB.
And if you're on I-295 on the East Beltway near St. John's Bluff Road to Atlantic, back up there this morning. 95 North at State Road 373 in Nassau County, there's been a crash. And if you're at 295 North at Phillips Highway to Bay Meadows, heavy traffic there this morning.
City elections are not over. I'm Dean Black, chairman of the Republican Party of Duval County, reminding you to vote on Tuesday, May 14th. Everyone in Duval County can cast a ballot. It is imperative that Republicans win all three city council races to keep our city safe and prosperous and to set the stage for Donald Trump's victory in 2020. Republicans that do not vote elect Democrats. This message paid for and approved by the Republican Party of Duval County.
Zoner's Pizza Wings and Waffles is now open 7 days a week at 8116 Old Kings Road South. Zoner's has regular and specialty pizza, wings, sandwiches, including the pulled pork waffle sandwich, salads, and scrumptious desserts. Try the cheesecake waffle sandwich based on a recipe from Herschel Walker's mother. Dine in, take out, or call for delivery. 551-5608. Zoner's Pizza Wings and Waffles, 8116 Old Kings Road South, between University and Bay Meadows. Open 11 a.m. 7 days a week.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free.
That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Lots of rain and thunderstorms today. Our high 80 degrees this evening, mostly clear. And less rain overnight, the low 65. 74 right now at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, let's go to the phones. By the way, do you guys know the answer, the reason why those with a teaching degree make less money than those in other degrees in the field of education? Because when you get a math degree or science degree, you're offered more money. So the reason why teachers unfortunately make less money, according to the Federalist.com and other surveys out there and reports, is because a teacher's degree, and this is not a put down to you, I'm just telling you what the reports say, anybody can get a teacher's degree. In other words, it's not that difficult compared to other degrees, like a science or math degree.
Okay.
So they say that a science or math degree within the same field, you'll make more money, but schools don't want to hire you at the rate that you normally should make. Instead, they'll go for a teacher who can teach all the other topics.
So you can still be a teacher with your math degree or your science degree.
Well, duh, you have a degree.
But if you major in education, you're not going to make as much money and still be a teacher.
If you major, according to the numbers out there, if you major in education, you'll make less money. That's just the way the market is. I don't have to agree with it, but that's just the way it is. 831-0600. Dana, hey, what's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I've been listening for weeks, years, months, whatever. I learned the meaning of capitalism, socialism, and communism. They are forms of government. I did that back in 1966, 67. We need to stick with those words. But the people nowadays don't understand.
I know. Well, Dana, let me ask you this. I mean, the word retarded was a proven word. For example, let's say I want to retard government. In other words, I want to slow the growth of government. It means slow, mentally challenged out there. We've got. I know state government officials here in Florida that want to take away the word retard or retarded because how much demonized. Like, you call somebody a retard because they missed a softball hit. It's demonized. They say it's offensive to those that have families with special needs. I mean, I kind of understand where they're coming from, but we're in a society where we're all politically correct now.
Well, let me tell you, what am I? I had a stroke. I lost most of my vision. I am vision impaired. I am not retarded.
Right. No, I don't mean it. You understand what I'm saying.
I went and voted. You know, accommodations were made for my vision impairment. But I voted. And I still vote.
And by the way, I'm glad you're voting. When I say mentally challenged, it has nothing to do with veering vision or hearing. I'm just telling you that they say, well, those terms can no longer be used because they've been demonized. I mean, remember back in the days, a classic liberal was a conservative in the 20s and 30s. Okay? And we've changed all those things around. I'm not saying you want to change them around. I'm just telling you, when it comes to voters, you kind of got to sit back. The bottom line is, folks, that the marketplace in Northeast Florida language is English. You'll see advertisements in Spanish. Does it hurt? No, not if you want more business. But the marketplace is English. So do you force the people to try to learn English? Or do you sit back and say, you know, I don't have a problem putting some of my menus in Spanish or French because I still want their money.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's kind of
that opens a whole other conversation, like in South Florida and on the Texas border. You know, the marketplace is Spanish. Now, do you force the people who've lived there all their lives and saw their whole community change to Spanish?
Press two. All right, let's you can speak. Let's go to James. James, what's up?
Yeah, it all goes down to, like, the left's war on words, where they've turned capitalism into a dirty word. It's just like you can't say illegal immigrant anymore. It's undocumented citizen. Your last caller, you can't call them handicapped. They're handicapable. It's all a play on words. And they're really putting a lot of spin on things like this, where they like to use the word fair with socialism and fairness, when in actuality it's not fair.
Right.
And the right needs to start playing this game, in my opinion.
They social justice is another one they use.
Yeah, what is social justice? Yeah.
Yep.
That's
exactly right. It's all a play on words. You can't use real terminology anymore. They have to spin it to another level.
Yeah, but real quick, when you explain certain issues, like, there are tax increases. You have a VAT tax, a value-added tax. The 80 to 90% of voters have no clue what a value-added tax is, so sometimes you have to sit back and kind of make it down to a language that they could understand. I get that argument on that phrase.
Correct. Yeah, it's just like nowadays, it's like the wealthy paying their fair share, when in actuality they're paying more than their fair share
right.
because they're taxed on a progressive pay system that takes from them more so than anyone else.
Yeah, I got to run, man. I got to run. We're changing all the word and language and everything else around. 55 minutes after 8 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
295 North Phillips Highway to Bay Meadows. There's backup. 295 South St. John's Bluff Road to the Town Center exit. Heavy traffic there this morning. And if you're at 9B from E-Town Parkway to 295, we're seeing lots of cars on the road.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Joe Biden, the dinosaur from Delaware, raised more than $800,000 in a one-night stand in Tony Beverly Hills in the home of a same-sex couple. Biden, who has a massive lead in the polls over all his rivals for the Democrat presidential nomination, also leads in money raised so far. Biden promised the elitists that if elected president, he would reverse the Trump era. What would that look like? During his and Barack Obama's administration, economic growth was just over 1%, and they told us that was the future. Growth would not and could not get higher. It did. Now growth is well above 3% annually. Would Biden return to slow growth? What about minorities and women? The unemployment rate for them and everyone else is the lowest it's been in 50 years. Would Biden take us back to higher unemployment? You know he'd raise taxes, impose new regulations, and name only liberal judges to federal courts. That's what Democrats do. And there's the choice, a depressing past or a great future. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Did you know that YMCA has been America's lead swim instructor for more than 100 years. The YMCA of North Florida will teach your children swimming basics such as water acclimation, movement, and stamina. The Y even offers classes for infants starting at 6 months old. Never worry about your child being around water ever again. Let the Y teach your kids safety around water. Already know how to swim but want to enhance your skills? The YMCA can do that for you too. For more information, visit firstcoastymca.org or call 904-265-1775.
We're planning on around a 90% chance of thunderstorms today. 80 degrees will be the high. Mostly clear this evening with a 20% chance of rain. 65 the low. Right now it is 74 here at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
You can always email me throughout the day, ed@wbob.com. Don't forget to download the apps. Listen to this show and any part of the shows on this station throughout the day. Again, it's free. Hey, we're thankful to God every day for the show. All of you that tune in, by the way, I've got free tickets to give away for a big old fun event, big old barbecue we're going to have this week with the Northeast Florida First Coast Friends of the NRA. Going to be giving you some. Free. It's a lot of money, but I'm going to give it to you away for free. I'll get on all that tomorrow and this week. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Talk Radio, WBOB.